Booking system hits tip numbers. Use of county tips has plummeted since the county council introduced a new booking system. Alcoton tip near Banbury is down 48% from February last year. Ardingly Fields near Bicester is down 32%. Drayton near Abingdon is down 38%. Oakley Wood near Wallingford is down 35%, and Redbridge in Oxford is down 28%. Conservative group leader Liam Walker told Oxfordshire County Councillors that bureaucracy was to blame for this. The new booking system was introduced by the Liberal Democrat administration in mid-January, and around 26% of people who visit the tips are not booking in advance. A motion by Conservative Councillor Lee Evans calling for a rethink on the new booking system was rejected. He said Oxfordshire County Council has consistently performed for 11 years as the best for tips across the country, but he accused the current administration of risking that reputation with the unnecessary and unwanted rules for using the tip. We've become a council that you need to fill in a 5-page booking form just to take a bag of leaves to the tip, he said, while describing it as farcical. Mr. Walker, leader of Oxfordshire Alliance, said the new rules suggest the council doesn't trust residents who are being managed, monitored, and given permission to use the tip. He said the changes add bureaucracy, create barriers, and send entirely the wrong message to residents. He added, residents are increasingly fed up of having to ask this Lib Dem administration for permission to go about their daily lives. You need a permit to get into this city. You need to create a criteria to drive down certain high street roads. Turn around the wrong way at a junction, you're fined. Try to park to support a local business, you're hit with ever-increasing parking charges. And now, unbelievably, you can't even dispose of your own household waste without proving who you are and booking permission to do so at a specific time. But Liberal Democrat Rebecca Fletcher questioned the timing of the debate and said it should be returned to council when there is evidence and not just vibes. Cabinet Member for Place, Environment and Climate Action, Judy Roberts, said, "We have all seen comments on social media, but that is not evidence. Public have not raised any concern about the difficulties of providing personal information, such as proof of an address to book a slot," she added. Ms. Roberts said that the number of visits to the tips does not always tell the whole story. Mr. Evans' motion was outvoted and rejected.